town.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few people go up those mysterious stairs.
Yeah. They're not that mysterious.
Although, it doesn't strike me as the most secure hotel in the world.
Well, no.
Unless there's a door
up. There must be a reception up there.
Do you think so? Yeah.
Otherwise, how do you actually check in?
At the bar.
Yeah, I'm not convinced.
For the audio view, we're standing in the entranceway to the Sanctuary House Hotel, having just been to eat and drink next door.
Yes.
And listening to some Muzak.
Yeah.
Which is apparently Bobby somebody and always there, according to Soundhound. Is it always there? Something like that.
Oh, there's another Chinese tourist wearing a surgical mask.
Sorry?
There's another Chinese tourist wearing a surgical mask.
Really? Mm. Always there, Willy Bobo, this is.
Willy Bobo.
That's a great name. Oh, Francis lying down now. Fee? Sorry, Fee? The loo roll? Where's the loo roll? Neither of us looked for it. Sorry? Sorry? We're not disgusting male creatures. It's just, you know, it's life.
We can shake.
Yeah, rattle and roll. Shall I send Mark in to look for it? Joe, work in. Have you got your mojo working? Your mojo working. No more. Do.
How can you have a mojo working if it doesn't work no more?
Yeah, it's true.
That oxymoron in the first sentence.
''1956, single version, apparently. My mojo working. No more. So, when are you planning on actually going home tonight? Are you planning on going home, or did you bring a sleeping bag?
No, I can't go home. I got that.
I need to pick up my my sleeping bag liner from you at some point, don't I? Or maybe one evening I'll come and have a drink down your way and then take it back with me.
Yeah. Oh, good.
If you can pull yourself away from work early enough to go for a drink.
Yeah, well, it'll have to be...
You said Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah, I've got Tesco coming at 9 on Monday.
Yep.
Which should be, but, you know, we're down my way anyway, it makes no odds.
Yeah. I mean, the alternative is get some nice beers in and I'll come and have a drink with you at home and then...
Carsten Boddington's coming on Monday, so I've got some kind of bitter, because I had no bitter left.
I'm not sure if Boddington's counts.
Well, I wanted Catherine, but they were out Catherine. They got a thing there saying this driver is 50% less, uses 50% less energy than the last one.
So we can tell.
Because it doesn't actually dry your hands.
It dries them 50% less.
Yeah. What does?
Hand dryer.
50% less than what?
Well, it says it 50% less energy than the last hand dryer. Yeah, you still got an handprint. Yeah, but my hand is still wet.
So, yeah.
A towel might be good.
Yeah.
And in any case, they waste 50% more water by having a completely ineffectual tap.
Rubbish. Tap, that is a rubbish tap.
That's a bizarre tap.
Yeah.
They're like, instead of picking the tap, we'll just turn the pressure up.
It is really weird, though, because it sort of squirts everywhere if you turn it up too much.
Yeah, but you can't have it not... I couldn't get it come out at normal pressure anyway, so... Yeah, weird.
Just give me a sec. I'm just going to look up when the next Richmond train is.
How often are they?
Oh, they're very frequent. Every 10 minutes or so. Well more so today.
Every two of the three, isn't it?
Yeah, it's every two of the three. So it's going to be... It'll go in a pattern of 3 minutes, then 7 minutes. Yeah, but it's better for me to look now because you can't get a signal down on the platform.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not really able to tell.
And there won't be any... Yeah.
Were you saying they were getting rid of Kensington and Olympia?
There is a suggestion that they'll be doing that, yes.
From Mr. Geezer.
From Mr. Geezer, yes, indeed.
Getting rid of it?
Well, they're running down the service. The suggestion is, allegedly, that they're deliberately not advertising the services that they do run to Kensington and Olympia, so they can then point to the figures and say, well, nobody's using it.
Sounds like what they did to my local bus.
Yeah.
So they cut it and cut it and cut it. Now you have to go up to the main road and catch the Birmingham bus.
Wait, is this just typical or what? When we were sitting in there, there were how many Richmond trains in a row?
Yeah.
Now there are three Wimbledon trains in a row.
Right, well that's important.
The next Richmond isn't for 18 minutes. And it even claims that there's an Ealing Broadway, so they must have finished the engineering works. That's
perhaps
a pain.
Perhaps there'll be a busker we can listen to or something.
No, not at St James's Park.
No?
No.
They've shut the concourse, so it'd be the entrance.
They've shut the what?
You know the main entrance on the Broadway, they shut, well, you know that, because you came in.
Yeah. I never use that one anyway, I always use Petit France entrance.
Oh, fine.
Right, well, I suppose I better go. And by the way, Fee, I am booing, just so you are aware of this.
Yeah, I heard you start a boo, and then I asked about a toilet roll.
Yeah, well, never mind.
And neither of you disgusting male creatures knew where it was.
Why should we?
Then we're saving the earth.
We are, yeah, absolutely.
Using less paper.
We are. In fact, not just 50% less paper.
No. Just less paper.
100% less paper.
If it weren't for women,
there'd be no need of paper.
There'd be no holes in the ozone
layer. It's true.
Who's there with you guys?
Oh, of course. You only ever we, of course.
So, you know, you think you're so environmentally friendly as a vegetarian, but actually...
Yeah. Should we go?
Why not? Let's do that. All right. Find the door, Vance, please.
Find the door.
Right. Door. Are you okay? Just follow me to the door. Door's opening forward to the left.
And it's dark.
Ish, yeah, it is. There's a bit of light in the sky.
It's going dark. It's later than that.
Terrible. Terrible. This is where Mark departs us and goes and slaves away for a bit longer.
Yes. Yes. To try and convince people on continent. Okay, well, I will see you soon.
Yeah, take
care of yourself. I'll see you some point in the week,
see
as I said. So,
in week. Yeah. Come down the boat and get your seat away, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And have a drink.
Yes. Mainly have a drink.
Mainly, of course, yes.
So okay. Come turn to Bo and get you what?
My sleeping bag liner.
Oh.
Because he slept mine before Bordeaux.
Oh.
And I took a sleeping bag liner because normally Mark doesn't really have much in the way of additional bed clothes.
Yeah. I bought you a sleeping bag.
I know, and it was very gratefully accepted and used.
Okay. Well, it's basically your sleeping bag, because nobody else will sleep in my room on my sofa.
Oh, it's very kind of you.
Anyway, okay, I will see
have a nice evening if you can.
I will do.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Come on, Vance. Come on, Fee.
I can't walk along like
left
this.
Left, Rams. Can you not?
Not really.
Really? Why not?
It's not a very good idea.
All right.
It's all a bit sad, really.
Forward, Rams.
Mark's gone. I'm going tomorrow.
I know. I'll be left with nobody.
No. You'll be able to phone people, including me.
Yeah.
And you can boo me.
I can boo you. Boo!
Yeah, like that. Just
there
like
you go,
that.
Rams. Just like that. It had quite a nice resonance, that boo.
Mm. Presumably you don't really feel like walking far.
When? Now?
Now.
Did you want to walk then?
Well, we could, but I don't want
yeah.
to if
yeah,
you're...
Yeah, if you want to have a walk, it's fine. Where do you want to walk?
No.
Okay, I know where we'll have a walk. How far are you wanting to walk?
Not ultra miles. Where were you thinking of?
Well, I can take you down, not that you'll know much about it, but I can take you down past where I work if you want.
Doesn't sound that thrilling, to be honest.
You want to know where I work? Forward,
yeah,
Vance.
But, you know, as walks go on my last night here, it's not really...
Well, hang on, let's pause on the other side of here. We could go and look at the narrow yellow line for the blind.
Yeah,
that Mark was talking
see.
About that we can't see. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's just stand here one moment. Let me pause recording and then I shall suggest some options for you.
All right.
Bye-bye. If I can actually find it. Bye for now, Audioboo. Might be back. Welcome back, Audioboo. Well, what we decided to do was to come along to Parliament Square and record Big Ben striking 8 o'clock. The Zoom has run out of battery, so we're not going to get anything on there. But I'm about to hold Fee's Olympus. Are you going to do it on your
my phone as
phone
well?
Phone as well, yeah. Okay. Sit, please, fans. Good boy. So we're standing outside the Treasury because I think we'll get a slightly clearer sound here than we will right up next to Big Ben, particularly because you get a lot of tourists outside the tube station. It's currently 1957, so I think 2 minutes' time and we'll be getting the pre-bong bongs.
The pre-bong bongs.
And that's the technical term for the ones that go bing bong bing yeah. bong.
It's a bit noisy, this traffic.
Bing bong bing bong.
Wow, it really is a bit noisy, yeah. Naughty traffic.
I don't think you'll have any problem hearing Big Ben, to be honest.
It's still naughty traffic, it should shush. Shouldn't it?
Should I try?
What goes?
Yeah, ready?
No, I don't think it works.
It went quite. Sure, are you? You're creating more noise than all the traffic put together. Noisier, but with a capital U.
Right, well, I'm going to do a boo in a moment.
Are you?
So
I think.
I'm going to shush then.
Okay, should we shush from now?
Yep, okay.
So there we go. That was the bongs of Big Ben striking 8 o'clock in the evening on Sunday, the 8th of September. And rather amusingly, it seemed to pause between bongs 5 and 6, almost thinking, I can't quite remember how many I was meant to be doing.
It feels like we could have been nearer.
So, do you think so? Yeah. We are pretty close. But I wanted to avoid all the tourist noise. You'll see when we go past Westminster Station.
Yeah.
That you get a lot of chatter. I'll get you... Next time we come to do it,
yeah,
we'll go, if we have more time,
yeah,
we'll go across the Thames and we'll do it from the footpath that I walk along over there, because you get no traffic noise then.
Oh, that'd be better. Yeah. And you'd probably just get the clock.
Yeah, you would. Nice quiet place, London, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorting out this phone and then I'll be ready to...